Welcome back to the Cole Kubelik Show with Cassio Kid. Steve Moulton behind the glass, 7:30 a.m. Friday morning, April the 22nd, here on 97.7 The Zone. 382-0724 if you'd like to be a part of the show. 382-0724. Toll free, 877-841-0977. You can listen to the show online at 977thezone.com. Cole Kubelik and Cassio Kid. Steve Moulton with you every weekday morning right here on 97.7 The Zone from 6 to 10 a.m. Going to visit now with a very interesting follow on Twitter, Mr. Warbloggle. Warbloggle, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Cole. How you doing?
Doing great. We appreciate you taking some time to join us. First thing I want to do is run through a couple of big commitments that Auburn has picked up recently. Get another one yesterday from Dadeville. Refer to him as athlete, but really tight end, Darian Hutcherson. Kid looks like a beast. 6'7", 245. Tell us what you know about Darian.
Well, first off, you notice he's from Dadeville, Alabama, so that's got to make Harvey Updike pretty happy that one of his guys is going to Auburn. But, yeah, like you said, he is an absolute beast. He runs a 4.7. He played a lot of defense in high school, kind of a DN, just basically stand there, go get the guy with the ball kind of thing. But he got converted to a tight end his senior year, had 400, 500 yards rushing, which tight end in high school, that's pretty good. Had offers from, you know, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Oklahoma State. So some guys around the country definitely wanted him. But, yeah, definitely a beast, just a big guy.
Visiting with Warbloggle. Also, 2 days ago, Auburn picks up a five-star commitment in quarterback Zeke Pike out of Dixie Heights, Kentucky. And some of your tweets talking about this kid in high school, at least, not just a quarterback, seems to be a pretty good athlete, running around blocking punts and making tackles as well.
Oh, yeah. If you watch his highlight video, which is posted on warbloggle.com, he's definitely Mr. Everybody on his team. I mean, he looks like a man out there playing with boys. You know, he's got all the great quarterback tools, but he's out there making every tackle on defense. And there were even a few plays where he was basically jumping over the line to block, like you said, punts and field goals and things like that. But as far as being a quarterback, to me, he honestly looks like Cam and Tim Tebow had a baby. I mean,
it's a little gross, but okay.
Yeah. Well, put them together. I mean, he's about an inch shorter than Cam. He's stocky like Tebow. He can run and get out of the pocket and throw the ball, but he's not scared to run over anybody. And this guy's only 17 years old. He's got another year of growing, and then no telling what Coach Yox is going to do to him when he gets there.
We're talking with warbloggle.com about Zeke. He's committed this early, or both of these guys. And your main fear from committing this early is whether they're going to back out. What have you heard from the buzz on the internet and talking to people? Are these guys pretty solid commitments? Any chance they waver?
Both guys made a big point in their announcements and following, talking with reporters, that they were not going to waver at all. They've already talked to each other, and they're committed to giving Auburn the number one recruiting class next year. Hutcherson, the guy from Dadeville, he actually grew up in an Alabama family, and he said he's always been an Auburn fan. Everybody's always tried to make him sway to the other side, which kind of bothers me that he wasn't an Alabama fan. So I want to know if his houses and cars have been paid off, so we don't want anybody swooping in and doing that. But, yeah, Zeke, he's committed to giving Auburn the number one class. He said that he had hundreds of calls since he announced that he was going to announce. Bobby Petrino even called him 5 minutes before he walked out on stage, and he sent him straight to voicemail. So that's always a good thing to hear. But, anything can happen, but they both sound like they're pretty solid with Auburn.
There's still some solid ties from Dadeville to Auburn. Rodney Creighton played cornerback with me, was a Dadeville guy. So there's been a couple Auburn guys come out of Dadeville. We're talking with Warbloggle currently from warbloggle.com, Auburn blog. Talk about a recruit that has not committed yet. Spain Park offensive lineman Ben Tamborello. You would have to figure, due to the bloodlines and his father being one of the best offensive linemen in Auburn history, that Auburn would at least be in his top three or five, or some would say in the lead. Have you heard anything about Tamborello out of Spain Park and where he's leaning?
I haven't heard a ton about him. I did look a little bit last night on him. But like you said, I mean, a guy like that, it's in his bloodline. Why go anywhere else? kids are crazy. Sometimes they just want to get away. You know, they want to do the opposite of what everybody wants them to do or what everybody in their family thinks they should do. But, yeah, again, I mean, there's no reason he shouldn't go to Auburn. I mean, one of the greats. I mean, his family is one of the greats. So, yeah, I see him in having Auburn in the top one or two.
Warbloggle, Auburn already up to five commitments for 2012. And we're only, what, a month or two out of signing day for 2011. You go over to Alabama, they're up over 10 commitments for 2012. Is this a trend that you feel like is going to continue and these recruits are not going to want to commit early, whether it's to go ahead and make sure they have a slot on a certain team to get the other coaches off their back, but also from a coaching standpoint to go ahead and try to make sure they've got these kids locked up and they can put their focuses on somewhere else. Do you feel this trend will continue to increase and kids will just continue to line up earlier and earlier as far as their commitments?
It definitely seems like that, especially with the, you know, the four and five stars, the guys who are going to get the most attention, which I think is a good thing. I mean, the signing day and all that, with it, with everything being on ESPN, it has definitely gotten huge, and some would may even say out of control. So I kind of see them, you know, wanting to get it out of the way so they can enjoy their senior year, play without all that pressure. You know, of course, they're going to probably still get calls and schools wanting to come see them and wanting them to visit them. But, yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like the bigger guys are wanting to get it out of the way, and I see that as a positive for, you know, for the game.
Visiting with Warbloggle here on the Cole Kubrick Show with Cassio Kidd. Let's talk about this Auburn team coming up for 2011. We know there's a lot of holes to fill, but there's still some talent back, and I think a lot of people discount the fact that Gus Malzahn will be back as offensive coordinator and really all but one coach returned from that staff. So these kids have an idea of what to expect and what's going to happen as far as in the film room from an X's and O's standpoint. What are your expectations realistically of this Auburn football team in 2011?
Well, you probably don't want to ask me that and not laugh. I'm the biggest Auburn homer there is, so I'm always expecting an undefeated season. I know it's probably not going to – it's not going to happen every year, but like you said –
it's not going to happen this year. I'm going to go ahead and let you know.
Yeah, I'll admit that. like you said, Gus Malzahn, anytime anybody asks me how good I think we're going to be, I always say we still have Gus, don't we? I mean, nothing against Chris Todd, but we broke offensive records, long-standing offensive records at Auburn with Chris Todd as our quarterback. In the first year of the system. So it's not like we've got a bunch of scrubs out there. We've got five-star recruits. We've got Michael Dyer. We've got Ontario McCaleb. We've got a lot of people coming back who know the offense, who have run it successfully, who have won a national championship with that offense. So, again, as long as Gus is there, I have no worries about scoring points and winning 8 or 9 games.
What about the defense, Warbloggle? Gus not going to be coaching up the defense now.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if you we want to say that defense is going to struggle, we lose fairly, we lose all that, but I still go back to the offense on that. It's hard for you to lose a game if you're scoring 40 points. Last year, especially in the first half of the season, the defense was obviously the weak side of the ball by a long shot, and we were able to score enough points to cover up their weaknesses.
Visiting with Warbloggle here on the Cole Kubrick Show with Cassio Kidd. You can find his work at warbloggle.com. So I want to ask you about an off-the-field situation. That is Harvey Updike. You alluded to it earlier here in your segment. Do you believe that he was attacked outside a gas station in Opelika? And just your thoughts on this whole situation.
Well, I did believe that he got attacked at first. Of course, the first headline you read is Auburn fan attacks Harvey Updike without any warrant. But after hearing him on Feinbaum yesterday, I'm pretty sure this is something made up in his head, or he's just very confused. One thing I noticed on his call yesterday was that he apologized to pretty much everybody in the world, especially Alabama and Nick Saban and his high school coach. But he didn't apologize to Auburn. He's had a few months or a few weeks to kind of change his life maybe a little bit or change his way of thinking, and he hasn't done that at all. And it just shows that he had no remorse for what he's done. He he never said, you know, I'm sorry, Auburn, whatever. He said, I understand if you're mad at me. Well, that's not sorry. That's not supposed to make us feel better. We don't feel better about that. You know, just another thing to say, to show that he was kind of crazy. In his story yesterday, he said, I got out of the car and I or somebody hit me. Now, why would he say that? If that's not in your head, why would you say I? I mean, it sounds crazy, but that makes me sound like he punched himself or he hit his head against the steering wheel so hard, just, you know, or whatever. And you never know. He's a big guy and he's been known that he drives a Kia. Kias are pretty small cars. He might have just, as he was getting out, bumped his head on the door and fell down and said, well, let me make a story out of this. You know, I mean, I don't know. And his famous quote yesterday was, I'm not a bad person. I'm an Alabama fan. And we all know the joke there. But, if you didn't apologize yesterday, if you basically feel no remorse, you are a bad person. And I hate to say that on Good Friday, but you are a bad person. If you can't put your fanaticism aside, even after the mistakes you've made, then you are a bad person or you're mentally messed up and you need some help.
We're talking with the evil genius behind warbloggle.com. I want to end on a lighter note, reading your blog, and I love all the, hey, trying to break the story before the story, and I love all the uniform talk, and not only the EA Sports game, but the blue helmet. Tell us the update on and fill the listeners in on what's going on with those two possible Auburn uniform changes.
All right, well, as far as the blue helmet, you know, that the picture of the blue helmet, the cell phone picture came out last year, the week of the Clemson game, where we were supposed to, you know, all the fans were supposed to wear blue, and it kind of made sense. If we were going to wear a blue helmet, it would be on the blue week. I have found out this past week that picture was taken just by a rogue assistant baseball coach who just ran in there. The helmet was actually just an experiment by the equipment manager. Everybody kind of thought, and probably because I told him this, that that it was a prototype for Under Armour. You know, they do send Auburn orange jerseys and things like that just to say, hey, we can make this for you if you want to. But it was basically nothing. They just made a helmet, a guy snapped a picture, and it was around the world through emails, blogs, and text messages within a day. So wow. I don't think the blue helmet's going to happen ever, but you never know. As far as the blue pants, that does, or some pant changes, that does have a little bit more credence. Last year before the national championship game, a website, uniwatch.com, who knows everything about every uniform ever, posted that he was told by the Auburn equipment manager that War Eagle would be stitched across the butt of the pants, and we would have a stripe change on the side that would match the helmet and sleeve.
Wait a second. Well, you're not talking like the girl pants where it's all across the butt cheeks, are you?
As long as it doesn't say juicy, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's
that.
What I'm picturing in my head. Is that what it looked like?
That's what I saw, and so I hated the idea.
Yeah.
But EA Sports comes out with their new game. They're showing the preview, and I look on the picture, and there is a War Eagle on the butt. But it is small, and it's right below the belt. It doesn't look too bad. You can honestly barely even tell. So, obviously, that means that UniWatch was right. Or, you know, how would EA Sports just out of the blue have War Eagle on the butt if UniWatch says Auburn's going to have War Eagle on the butt next year? So, that's not a huge deal. My point in the blog I wrote about it is, if they got that right with the War Eagle on the butt, how do we know? Why do they have blue pants in the game as well as, you know, and you're in the road uniform, which, you know, if one's right, why would the other one not be right? To me, the blue pants in the game don't look that good. I know it's just video game quality. It's not real stuff, but you never know. If one's right, why is the other one not?
There you go.
We shall see. I have a hard time thinking that Auburn's going to change anything up on the uniforms. It's just
– I do too.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Are you opposed to the War Eagle, Cole?
I'd have to see it. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I'd have to see how big it was going to be. The blue helmet, and Warbloggle can attest to this. I tweeted back to him, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That I never thought it was going to happen. J&M Bookstore, the one downtown, actually had a blue Auburn helmet. It was a solid white decal. Yeah. And a navy blue helmet with one orange stripe down the middle when I was in school. So that's like circa 97. They had it in a trophy case in the store. And it was very cool. We all liked it, but we knew it wasn't going to happen.
Well, there's I pulled up warblogger.com.
Yeah,
show
if it's
the
that
picture.
Small right there, I don't really have a problem with that.
It says War Eagle
don't have
on
a
the
problem
belt.
With that.
The
don't
back.
Have a problem. Hey, Warblogger, man, we appreciate you taking time to join us today. Look forward to having you on again in the future, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on.
Thanks a lot. Man. That's Warblogger from warblogger.com. All your Auburn news information. And he put us on a new website today, uniwatch.com. There's your Brooklyn Dodger throwbacks.
Best
right there.
In the business, man.
Cole Kubelik Show with Cassio Kidd. We'll be back right after this. 97.7.
The Zone.